I am honored to be sitting with two editors of UTEP's Rio Grande Review. This is a magazine that's been around for probably 20, 30 years, I would imagine.
Yeah. Sí, tiene bastante tiempo.
Before you guys were born, I'm looking at two very young, energetic, a poet and a fiction writer. I have Mijail Lamas, who is the editor-in-chief this year of the Rio Grande Review, and then I have Daniela Ruelas, who is one of the editors of the
junior
journal.
Junior editor.
And I'm holding it in my hand right now, the Rio Grande Review. It's a beautiful-looking magazine. Congratulations. And before we even talk about the contents of this magazine, I know people want to get their hands on these. How would they go about getting a copy of this?
Well, it's fairly easy. We are right now at room 411 at the Liberal Arts, College of Liberal Arts building.
Uh-huh.
So anyone who wants a copy can feel free to just go between the hours of around 10 and 1, Monday through Friday, and we will give them a free copy, either of this issue or previous issues.
I know the Rio Grande, you both are MFA candidates in our bilingual MFA in creative writing, and I think even both of you have fellowships, TA-ships in our program.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible for people to go to the creative writing department on the top floor of the education building, the tallest building at UTEP, and get a copy of this?
Sí, también pueden tomar un número. Siempre hay números disponibles en la oficina de creación literaria.
And that's usually open from like
9 to 5.
So, but what about those who are listening from far away, because people listen as far away as Spain to this show? It's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So what about if they want to get a copy through the mail? Is that possible?
Regularmente mandamos los números a los colaboradores por más lejos que estén. Sin embargo, es un poco más complicado cuando las personas que quieren números son foráneos de Estados Unidos.
Or do you have a web page that they can go on and look at some of the...
Estamos trabajando para poder subir los archivos electrónicos a Internet.
Good. Well, it's a beautiful issue. We have this black and white. It looks almost like a woodcut. It's some sort of drawing. Tell us about this drawing. And what I understand is the artist who did this drawing is the only artist in this entire issue. If you go through the issue, there's a lot of different images from him. Can you tell us a little bit about this artist and why you decided in this issue, rather than do multiple images from multiple artists, you've stuck with one artist?
Bueno, Michael Agustin, que es el nombre del artista, que también a su vez es un poeta muy prestigioso de Alemania, dirige el Poetry on the Road de la ciudad de Bremen. No nos mandó poemas, nos mandó su trabajo plástico, sus collage. Y en una decisión editorial llegamos al acuerdo que usaríamos todas las imágenes que le había mandado para darle una unidad de diseño editorial al número.
Yeah, it does kind of hold the magazine together. And I'm wondering if you juxtapose some of the actual written work with the images to maybe to create or to push on a theme or to give the book itself a particular form.
Sí, bueno, en este caso las imágenes cumplen la función de separar contenido.
Mm.
Digamos que algunas sirven para separar un dossier o separar la parte que está escrita en inglés de la parte que está escrita en español.
So if any kind of section, whenever there's a new kind of section, mm-hmm. you put in one of his
Así
images.
Es.
And he's a poet, you say?
Sí.
A well-known poet?
Yeah.
Wow. And do you have any of his poems in this particular issue?
Esperamos que para este número nos mande algunos poemas, pero de cualquier manera estamos como muy agradecidos que nos haya enviado su trabajo plástico, porque como que quería probarse y está como, sé que le han llegado las revistas a su domicilio, está muy contento, me ha parecido muy buena la revista. Y bueno, habría que decir, apuntar, que la revista cambió radicalmente de diseño, era mucho más grande, tenía un papel un poco más pesado, y en este número la hicimos más portátil, para que la gente se la pueda llevar y la pueda leer casi en cualquier lado. Es como un libro.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like you said, the magazine used to be much bigger and the paper was different. And this one, the design is much different. And first of all, I'd like to ask why the design is different. And secondly, what else is new about this issue? And I have some ideas because I've seen so many issues of the Rio Grande Review. This is really one of the most beautiful I've ever seen. Why did you change the design, and what else is different from previous issues?
Well, during last semester, we went to several events in which we showcased the magazine, mm-hmm. and we took several issues, the smaller ones and the bigger ones, and what we noticed when we displayed the issues and told people they were free and they could take as many as they wanted, the bigger issues were left behind,
right.
and we had to take them back to the office because it wasn't practical for people to be carrying them around. It was too heavy. It didn't right. fit in their bag. And so with the smaller issues, they were the first to go because they're compact, they're lighter.
Right.
People are willing to carry it around and give it a try because it's easier to carry. So we decided on this smaller design. It's a lot lighter than the other one as well.
And, you know, that's a good point because when people read, pick up a literary journal, they want to, like, put it in their little bag or mm-hmm. and then they want to take it out at a coffee shop and, you know, read a little bit here and a little there. The other one, although it was really beautiful and the design was incredible from last year, yeah, it was almost the size of a large magazine.
Yes.
Or the size of a big folder. And so, yeah, it would be a lot harder to put in. But what else is different about this issue than previous issues?
Sí, bueno, trabajamos sobre todo en unidades temáticas, sobre todo en la primera sección que tiene que ver con poesía europea contemporánea.
European, contemporary European poetry in the first section. Wow, how did you get so many submissions from European poets? Did you advertise in Europe or do you just have connections there?
El año pasado tuve la fortuna de estar en el encuentro de poetas más antiguo que se hace en Europa, que se llama Struga Evening Poetry Festival.
Mm, you went there. I remember some of the pictures you sent back.
Sí,
you presented at that.
Sí, sí, yeah. sí. Y pude contactar a un buen número de poetas de todo, de Europa esencialmente, y pedirles sus poemas traducidos al inglés. Algunos no tenían los poemas traducidos al inglés y me mandaron poemas en español. También algunos otros poetas que conocí en el Encuentro Internacional de Poesía de la Ciudad de México, que hace el gobierno de la Ciudad de México a través de la Secretaría de Cultura y la revista electrónica Círculo de Poesía, mm. de la cual también soy editor. Entonces, uh-huh. Muchas de las colaboraciones que aparecen en este número llegaron por estas dos vías, por el Festival Internacional de la Ciudad de México, que se hace en noviembre, que lleva dos veces haciéndose en noviembre, y lo que pasó en Struga, en Macedonia.
You know, what's beautiful about the Rio Grande Review in general, and this has always been the case, is it's almost like this interview I'm having with Daniela and Mikhail, that, you know, part of it's in Spanish, part of it's in English, and it's always been that way. And it's always been a very international journal in that sense. All three of us are part of a bilingual MFA in creative writing, and I think you come from Mexico City.
Culiacán, Sinaloa.
And you come from
Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta, and we have students from Colombia and from Peru, and we have all these writers coming in and out, and they get published in it, or they edit it, and so they encourage writers they know from their countries to submit. So it's really always been international, but you're taking it a step further, really, by going to these festivals in Europe and recruiting submissions. And I think one of the things that always interests writers who submit to journals like this, and we'll later tell them how they can submit for your next issue, how much of the journal is solicited submissions and how much of the journal is submissions that were blind. People just know your journal and they send it to you. What percentage do you think would that be?
Creo que 70, 30. El 30% sería del material que nos llega por correo y un 70% de material que solicitamos a escritores que están dispuestos y que están muy contentos de participar en la revista. También es importante decirlo, hay una buena colaboración en este número de estudiantes del posgrado en escritura creativa.
Right.
Como está Saúl Hernández
y Mario
Martínez, que son dos extraordinarios poetas. pero sí queremos incorporar a más estudiantes de la maestría y algunos otros escritores locales también que right. se puedan animar a mandar trabajo. Well,
it's great to be in a department, an MFA department that has its own literary journal because you're going to get a fair read, and so you are able to include writers that you believe in that happen to be colleagues as well. What about undergraduate writers? Do you have any undergraduate UTEP writers in this particular issue?
En este no. Sin embargo, estamos trabajando para que puedan incorporarse y puedan enviar. Creo que hay un problema de seguridad, sobre todo en algunos compañeros de no graduados, que no se animan a enviar, ¿no?
Mm. Pero yeah, they tend to not submit as often.
Sí, pero right. también los que se animan a veces no traen un nivel aceptable. Sin embargo, creo que debe haber por ahí voces que puedan incorporarse, ¿no?
You know, frankly, the Rio Grande Review does have a pretty good national reputation. And again, like we were saying earlier, it's growing internationally. And with this journal, I think the potential to grow internationally is even greater because next time you go to a conference, whether it's in Europe, the United States, or Latin America, you're going to bring these journals with you and you're going to expose people to so many international writers. And because there's so many writers in Europe that are in this journal, they're going to want to spread it around and they're going to want copies of it. And I understand you went to Los Angeles for the AWP conference, which is the hugest conference for creative writers in the United States, and you gave out a bunch of journals. In fact, I think I shared a table with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's growing in reputation, I imagine there's two things I'm thinking about. One, if a good percentage of the submissions in this particular journal are solicited, and if you're getting a lot of submissions because of the reputation, that you could really direct this journal to reflect some sort of thematic or aesthetic theme or aesthetic shape. And you were talking earlier about the sections, unfortunately we only got to one, about the European poetry section. And there's other sections that are thematically linked. But what about the entire journal? Did you know what you wanted before you started getting the submissions? Or did you get the submissions and think, wow, we could do this and the journal will say something in particular?
Sí, creo que la idea del dossier de poesía europea sí fue preconcebido. Sin embargo, las demás secciones se fueron creando, digamos, de una manera a medida que nos iban llegando las colaboraciones. Uh-huh. Por ejemplo, hay una muestra de poesía mexicana joven de poetas nacidos a finales de los 80s y en los 90s.
Mm. Wow.
Son
very young poets.
Muy, pero extraordinarios, ¿no?
Yeah.
También hay narradores de los 70s y de los 80s, y creo hay uno de los 90s también. Tenemos escritores como Marco Antonio Campos, que tienen una gran trayectoria, que están escribiendo. Hay un ex alumno, Miguel Ildefonso.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
También publicando acá. Entonces, sí, de alguna manera hay cosas que ya tenemos preconcebidas y otras que se van armando. Por right. ejemplo, para este nuevo número, me di cuenta que tengo algunas poetas de distintas partes del mundo, de África, de Oceanía, de Europa y de América.
Wow.
En inglés. O sea, aunque right. aunque escriban en otra lengua, desde algunas de ellas traducidos al inglés.
Mm-hmm.
Entonces me ocurre hacer una muestra de poetas mujeres right. del mundo.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of the things, I have a lot of poets on this show, some of the greatest poets in the country, and I always ask them how they shape their book of poems. Most of them say that they don't until they have this group of poems and then they put it together and they recognize a theme and they recognize a shape and they kind of allow the book organically to take shape. Okay. I'm talking to the editors of the Rio Grande Review, Mijail Lamas and Daniel Ruelas. Daniela, how can one submit to this journal?
It's actually very easy. You can just send your text to rgreditors@gmail.com and a Word document preferably, And that document should include your work, either fiction or poetry, and a short bio if in case your work is selected. And we read everything.
Wow, that must be quite a job.
Yes.
How many people do you have working with you that read all that stuff?
There's three of us. And as a newcomer, I didn't know last semester what worked in a text. So I kept self-doubting. So the yes pile was
huge.
Very large.
Oh, I bet.
And then I did a second read through, and then it started shortening and shortening. And by the end, we each have our decision of the text that we want to include. And so we have a review as editors. And most of the time, we do agree. You just mentioned the text, and we say yes. So we move on. Mm. Or other times, you have to vouch for the text that you really want.
You have to fight for it, huh?
But the good thing is, there's three of us. So it's either two say yes, two say no, and that. But we do try to listen to each other.
Right.
We do read everything. Everything
wow.
that is submitted. So even if you don't hear back, know that your work is being reviewed.
Well, that sounds like quite a job. It's a beautiful journal. So Rio Grande Review, and thank you, Mikhail y Daniela, for joining me on Words on the Wire.
No, gracias a
thank
ti
you
por
having us.